This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, May 12th. Well, cattle markets really kind of struggling to find a direction. We had a big reversal up a couple days ago, then it reversed back down the next day. Yesterday, we're trading both up and down. So the market, you know, clearly finding some support down here, but not a lot of energy to the upside. I'm guessing that we'll still have a bit more up here. We'll come try to take a rally, a short-term rally, maybe get as far as the gaps. I think that's a stretch to think we'll get that far because we're spending so much time just chopping around. Longer term, I'm still looking for the markets to have another leg down into the summer months. It's probably either June, which quite often finds a summer low, or August. It might stretch that far. It kind of, I think, depends on how the economy does, how inflation does. Yesterday's inflation report was a little hotter than what the trade was looking for. The stock market managed to bounce off of that, but it didn't hold those bounces very well, and it ended up giving that up too. So stock market's showing some pretty big red flags here, and that's not good for the cattle market. So my take on this is if we do get a rally in lives and feeders, that's another selling opportunity. And again, I think ultimately the health of the economy has a direct impact on beef, and that's, you know, when if you have a hint that we're going to be running into trouble for beef demand, that's a problem here in the short term because we still do have record supplies on feed. The cattle on feed reports as of March 1 and April 1 told us that. So we have a lot of numbers to work through. And weights have been increasing. Beef production has been increasing over last year. So a lot of headwinds here yet in this market. I kind of thought we would have a corrective bounce here, considering the spike low we had a couple days ago. But again, market has not followed through on that, and that's in itself a pretty big red flag. Cash markets, we've got plenty of activity in the cash market. Quite a bit of quite large volumes already sold this week. At around 141 is the average, which is down 2 from last week. Dress trade at 230 is also down 2. Box beef values were quiet yesterday. Choice was down 16 cents at 255. Select down 17 at 242. So the spread gained just 1 cent. We're sitting at 1290. Movement was 185 loads. Slaughter rates at 371,000 so far this week. That is up 8,000 over last week, and it's up 20,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was down 9 cents. We're sitting at 156.34. Now, box beef volume, I think, is worth pointing out that we've had a big week so far. Through Wednesday, we're sitting at 730 loads that have been moved. That's compared to 386 last week. So that's almost double of last week. And the week before that was 410. So we've seen a significant increase in the box beef movement. And I think those are the packers and the retailers getting ready for Memorial Day, the big push and the big hope that we see a lot of beef clearance for a typically high volume weekend. And hopefully that will be the case. Hopefully we'll have good weather, we'll have good disappearance. But again, I think after that demand is behind us, we get into the heat of summer and demand tends to drop off anyway. So, you know, that's kind of the crux of the problem. You're headed into the time of year where beef consumption tends to drop off at a time when these big numbers in the feedlots are going to need to be processed. And I think that just spells a bad combination. As we get into the summer months, on top of record high gas prices, on top of red hot inflation, and a stock market that's tumbling, just all kinds of red flags being thrown up here as far as beef demand having a big impact on the cattle market. And I think that's just coming. On the flip side of that, good rain across much of the Central Plains, I should say the northern part of the Central Plains. When you get into northern Kansas on up, there's lots of rain across Nebraska, Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, the Midwest. You know, it's that pocket of the Southern Plains, you know, the western half of the Southern and Central Plains that is still mired in a drought. But pasture conditions should improve markedly for the rest of the area, at least initially. And I would think you would at least get a good first cutting hay crop. So there's some optimism there here that, excuse me, you could start to see herd rebuilding coming on in the fall. And of course, that comes on top of 2 to 3 years of herd reduction and a smaller calf crop. So perhaps we can see the herd rebuilding starting and the heifer retention starting that will pull numbers out of the feedlots. And that would, of course, be bullish for the feeder cattle first, and then, of course, live cattle would follow. But maybe we're going to get that if the rains come. If it turns hot and dry again on us, you know, midsummer, that's probably not going to happen, at least with much aggressiveness. It just depends on what Mother Nature dishes out. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.